Welcome to Magical Stories. This is part two of Emily. So, yeah, she just adopted three girls who love engineering. So, they put their four minds together and decided to build a ship, like a spaceship. And this was probably the best spaceship ever, probably even better than NASA's or any other space station. And they decided to test them. The most daring of them all, Chase, decided to fly it. Now, by this time, they were both, the triplets are like 13, so, yeah. But for sure, you shouldn't be flying a ship at 13. But they were like super smart, so. Emily let him. And he never came back. That scared the heck out of Emily. And she said to stop building the ships, and she was never sending her kids up there again. After a search for Chase, they decided to go back to the cabin. The two triplets, who are now twins, I guess? I don't really know how that works. Sophia and Caleb decided to keep building ships, and they kept sending them up there. But instead, they put robots in them, and once it came back, they showed their mom, Emily, about this, and she couldn't believe it. She knew that she was going to go save her son. So, she built the she didn't build the ship, but she helped improve the ship, loaded the kids in there, and a bunch of other stuff. Her, and flew. She got into space and circled the Earth like 50 times. She was having a blast. And then there was this red button. The button that said, do not push. And, of course, she pushed it. And it just went black. I mean, I know space is black, but like, she couldn't see inside the ship. Like, her vision went black. And all the kids' vision went black. Later on, she woke up. She decided to check on her kids. Luckily, they were alive, but they had injuries, and so did she. She also broke her arm. So don't press red buttons next time, Emily. Well, now she learned. She got the kids conscious. And she decided to find out if they were still in space or what. And they crash landed on the planet. They sent out a drone and found out that the planet was actually just like Earth. That you could live on it. So, they hopped out. Of course, they had like spaceships on. And they started to build a house out of the spaceship parts. A couple, like, weeks later, they hear some creepy noises. They think it's an alien, so they decide to isolate themselves in their house. Later on, Kaylee decides to go outside and finds her brother Chase standing out there. She's in total shock. She runs back inside and tells Emily. She runs out and hugs Chase and, like, squeezes him as hard as possible. Like, squeezes. Really hard. Chase decides to show them where he's been living and found out that he had actually cross-landed here, and that's why he never came back. And he decided to tell them about the creepy alien animals that he's been hearing. By the way, he lived on an island surrounded by water, so it was kind of hard to get over there. They had to swim in, like, spacesuits. Fun. But yeah. And Emily was so intrigued by these mysterious animals. Like, super intrigued. She's like, Chase, tell me more of these intriguing alien animals. And then the next day, she decides to go search for them. Episode 3 will be about how she searched for them. So, yeah. Okay. Settle down. Episode 3 will be coming soon. Thank you for listening. Bye!